We are your station, 88.9 KETR, and it is Friday. We're so happy to be joined by Alice Reese, who volunteers her time each and every week to speak about movies and what we could see or maybe what we should avoid this weekend. Alice, how are you?
Fine.
Alice, let's first talk about Mirror, Mirror.
This is one of the fractured fairy tales that I always enjoy so much. They took Grimm's story of Snow White and have updated it in some ways, and in many ways they made it comic and satiric, but not too much so, not so that it's going to lose the family audience. It's PG rated, and it stars Lily Collins as Snow White. She was the actress who was in The Blind Side, played the daughter in that, and in that she was blonde, and in this she has dark hair, the perfect Snow White. She's so beautiful. She looks a little bit like the young Elizabeth Taylor. And then in the final scene, she really resembles Audrey Hepburn when she was in Roman Holiday. And the evil queen is, some people might say she's miscast, but it's Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And she has a really good time, over the top, very bad woman, Queen Christiana, who plans to get her nemesis, who is Snow White, who's actually the heir to the throne. She sends her, what is he called? He's called the executive bootlicker. That's his title. Brighton, Nathan Lane, she sends him off to kill Snow White, but he doesn't have the heart to do it. And so she escapes in the forest, and she ends up meeting the Prince Charming, and he's played by Armie Hammer, who's originally from Dallas, by the way, and the very handsome prince. And the story kind of follows the usual guidelines with the seven dwarfs, but these are highway robbers this time, and very funny.
Well, neat. Okay, so they've kind of put a new twist on it.
Yes, a lot of new twists. And the main one is that it's the princess who is the action hero, action heroine, I guess. And the prince sort of is, she takes care of him instead of the other way around.
Okay. Has there been a Snow White movie that wasn't animated?
I don't, not in a long, not that I know of. The Disney one is the most famous, and I'm sure there have been some versions, but I, you know, don't remember. And ironically, there's a very dark one coming out this summer with Charlize Theron.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Playing, and that's another version, a very dark gothic version of Snow White.
And we've got a sequel this week. It is Wrath of the Titans.
Yes, it follows Clash of the Titans, which only came out 2 years ago, and it has brought back the main stars, and I had thought the movie was a big flop, but I was wrong. It did quite good business, and so that's why we have a sequel.
Okay.
And it was just that it didn't get very good critical reviews, including from me. But I like the second one better. It's not as cheesy. It's 3D, and the first one was done, I think they shot it in 2D, and then they changed it. So it wasn't that effective. This is some of the best three-dimension technique that I've seen. You really, you know, put your hands up in front of your face to keep from getting the boulders and flames and even a body flying off the screen from hitting you. It's very convincing stuff.
Neat.
And it has Sam Worthington returning as Perseus. He's a demigod and the son of Liam Neeson, the character who is Zeus. And this is a story about the demise of the gods. The people have given up on them, have quit praying to them, and so they're trying to hold on, and there's this final battle up against the gods versus the Titans, Kronos in particular. And it's all very big, action-packed, and the dialogue is, you know, not to the top of it's a little stilted, but it has Liam Neeson, Ralph Fiennes, big stars.
Well, I thought the first one didn't really lack a lot of course, monsters and CGI, but what makes the second one better?
It's the I think the story itself, the script is moves better. There's constant action. You don't have time to think about it. Also, it has Rosamund Pike as Princess Andromeda, and she really adds to it. She's a battling warrior. And I liked Sam Worthington in just about everything he's done. And this one, I think it's better than the first. We talked about it afterwards. Several of us were really surprised that it's better than the first one.
Okay. And you wanted to talk about several films that are taking part in festivals this weekend?
Yeah, they're coming up in the next month.
Oh, okay.
These art house movies. One of them is a little different. It was actually an Academy Award nominee this year for Best Foreign Language, and it's called Footnote, and it's opening this week in the Angelica, both Angelicas in Dallas, and it's the story of a father and son. Both of them are Talmudic scholars. It was the Israel entry in the Oscars, and by accident, the father is given an award that was supposed to go to the son, and for their scholarly research. And it's all this academic stuff, but it's brilliantly done, full of irony, and I liked it a whole lot. Then there's one called Detachment with Adrian Brody. Mm-hmm. He's an Oscar winner also, and this is he's a teacher in an inner city school in New York, I believe. And it's kind of like a modernized version of Up the Down Staircase. And I liked it, too, although it's very troubling about our education system. And then there's one called All in the Poker Movie, which is a documentary about the worldwide poker boom and how mainstream people are all playing poker. And it's really the definitive movie on this. It has movie stars like Matt Damon and poker stars like Chris Moneymaker and historian Doris Kearns Goodwin putting it all in perspective. And they even go into what's happened recently, how online poker has been outlawed by the United States. So it's very fine.
Any awards coming out of these, any one of these three?
I think, I think probably All In will get something. And Footnote really already has. It's already been a winner in many competitions. I think it won in the Cannes Film Festival. It won for Best Screenplay.
Okay. So these could be maybe in the running for next year's Golden Globes, Academy Awards, maybe?
No, because there'll be, the Detachment and All In might be, but Footnote is actually a last year's movie.
Okay, gotcha. All right, great, Alice. So we've got a couple of mainstream, and then if you want to maybe get a little more bang for your buck, you can attend some of these art house movies maybe in the Dallas area.
Right.
Thank you so much, Alice.
Thank you, Scott.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner and joins us each Friday.